Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ongera Katonda kitaffe ngali zamanyi.
At God the Father, mighty hand clap.
Ngosamu ekitiibwa okubeera wokwe.
As he recognizes his presence.
Mugamba ntegeera bulungi sebo kitaffe.
Tell him I understand, oh Father.
Mu Yeremiya esula 23.
Jeremiah 23.
Olwabiri mu 23 paka 2 mu
23. Verse 23 to 24.
Tewali kiyinza kukwekweka.
Nothing can be hidden from you.
Era olaba mu ggulu yonna n'ensi.
And you see the entire heavens and earth.
Kiyinza kukwekweka.
I cannot hide from you. I know you see me very well, oh Father.
Spoken
of in Job chapter 28, verse 23 to 24, that you see the entire heaven and earth. In the Psalms 11, the verse 1 up to 2, you base there in heaven, and you see the sons of men, and your eyes follow the righteous. You save them from way of the evil one. Thank you, Father Almighty. Even today we agreed, we gathered. For still it is written, Matthew verse 18, Matthew 18, verse 19, where two, three agree on the word, Father, you will do it. We've agreed and we gathered, Lord, that you teach us, King of Kings. Tell him, thank you, Father,
for
you already teach me today. I've come in your counsel. I've come in the counsel of your words. I ask you, teach me, Father, a mighty hand clap rejoicing. Make an applause, tell him. Always I read Ephesians 4 verse 6. You the one God, Father of all, who is above all, he works in all, and he passed through all.
Add
hand clap to God the word, the Son Jesus Christ, who is with us up to today, who fulfilled Matthew 28, verse 18,
unto
20, when he promised to be with us up to the end. You recognize his presence, for he made you live, that he may appear to you. The promise in the John 14, verse 15, unto 26, that remain appearing to us, because we live, and it will live.
You
thank him for raising you from the dead,
in
baptism with him in death, and he died, rose again. You believed him, and the power be a son of God. And God is not God of the dead, but God of the living. You thank him.
Would
not have had God today if he did not raise you. According to Mark chapter 12, 24 to 30, God is not God of the dead, but God of the living. You thank Jesus for raising you. Thank him for raising you, that we too have God in the world. And thank him for those led by Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Romans chapter 14, and you tell him, Lord, I've seen your Spirit lead me and stop the world of sin, the world of righteousness, in the judgment. I have seen. Stop me committing righteousness.
And
it directs me in the righteousness. I've seen him be convicting. If Lord is not your Holy Spirit, convict the world of sin, righteousness and judgment, I wouldn't have been with him. Perhaps you would have been a sinner like others. I would have gone in the way of destruction, but I've proved there is your Spirit to my life, and I know your Holy Spirit is with me. In the time I hear him convict world of sin, convict convict me how righteousness should be. And instruct me always that there is judgment. Judgment of the hell and the lake of fire. And gives to fear me. He gives me to hate evil. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To be with us always. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. You can take a seat. Prove that you have a book where you are to write. You have a pen. Prove that you have a Bible. Because we are going to study together. As disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the same way, prove the three books of the Holy Spirit are prepared well. You as the inner man, you as the spirit, and you're holy in this place. Prove that your heart, it is holy here. You sat in the council of God's words. That is speaking in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18. That you sit, mark the words, and perceive them well. Prove that your mind is stabilized in the thoughts and imaginations. And right now you imagine on the things of and the words of the Lord that the Holy Spirit can write them in your mind, in your thoughts and imaginations, and it writes them in the heart, and it writes them in your spirit, as His promise is in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31 to 33, that after we make a new covenant with us, these words of the Lord, words of the holy book of the Lord, the words of the holy Bible, He will write them in our inner man, in our heart, even in our minds, that we can meditate on them, meditate within them, and move by them, to do them, and to preach them to others. As He commanded Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 6 up to 9, He told him not to depart from those words, to think, meditate through them. Now, when the Holy Spirit writes them in you, then it's easy. It's fulfill promises of the new covenant. As He speaks 2 Corinthians chapter 3 starting from verse 1 up to 6, the Holy Spirit is ready right in your inner man, in your heart, even in your mind, that these words may move in your thoughts and imaginations, that may not depart from the words of God in things you do every day, that we move and the way you speak, and all things you do that it be in the world, that you prove you live all your days until to the eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we want to move on with the third heaven, the paradise of God and the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we move on to see the sin of wanting to become God. That called the sin of Adam. The types of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that we ate. And the way we died. When we lost the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. That's where we are. You has not been with us. We've
studied many things in this third heaven. Spoken 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 up to 4. The third heaven at creation, in the realm above, where we find the paradise of God, that known as the Garden of God, the Garden of Eden, where we find the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we are able to be proven that the paradise of God found in the third heaven is the same as the Garden of God, known as the Garden of Eden. Because the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, as
is
speak Revelation 2 verse 7, still it's the same tree which is in the Garden of God, that known as the Garden of Eden. According to Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we were able to see the two cherubim who were put in the way to the tree of life to guard the way to the tree of life, as he speaks in Genesis chapter 3 verse 22 up to 24.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we saw that those cherubim, they are not on the earth, they are in heaven. Because we saw Hebrews chapter 8 in the verse 5, and prophet Moses, he was able to see things of heaven, and he made their images on the earth. He made their images on the earth according to the book of Exodus chapter 25 verses 18 and below. Till we saw that he made those cherubim, and we next saw the prophet Ezekiel. He sees them again in Ezekiel 10 verse 1, and they are still in heaven. The first created heaven, the realm above, as we first saw, that you pass through, enter second created heaven in the realm above, where we find four living creatures. When you pass through the second created heaven, and then you reach into the third created heaven, where we find the paradise of God, that known as the Garden of God, the Garden of Eden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We still saw this turning sword, that which is in the way to the tree of life, and we saw is that angel, the angel of death and hell. In Revelation chapter 6, starting from verse 7 and 8, and they are the ones with that sword.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The many things we're able to see there, until we began to see the four types of trees, those found in the paradise of God, the Garden of God, the Garden of Eden, in the third heaven. When we read in Genesis chapter 2, starting from verse 8 and 9, And we saw the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. And we were able to understand well that the one spoken of there is Christ Jesus. Because in John 14 verse
6,
he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yet he explained that him to be the life. In John chapter 15, the verse 1. He is the tree called the true vine. And his father is the gardener. So we are able to get explained much on the tree of life. The word of God. God is the word. Whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And we moved on to know the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The second type of tree in the paradise of God. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it's the tree of light.
It's
the tree of light of knowledge, which reveals between good and evil. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 up to 7, God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. In that light, and he is the word of God. Whom we read of in Psalms 119, verse 105, that the word of God is a lamp and the light which enlightens us. But that word, in John 1, verse 14, he closed flesh appeared unto us, and we saw him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that Son, and is taken as the light which comes light into the world. Yes. In that John chapter 1, in verse 4, unto verse 12. And one who reveals all between good and evil. Are we together?
Amen.
And we saw in Ephesians chapter 5, in the verse 13, up to verse 14, everything revealed. Light is what reveals it, and it manifests it. And you see, you sleeping, awake that Christ may shine your way. When he shines your way, you get the light of knowledge, which discerns between good and evil. So between there, we've studied many things.
Before
we head on to the pleasant trees for the sight and the pleasant trees for food. We are still there on the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because we've understood many things on it. And it's where we began the heading saying, the sin of wanting to become God. The sin they called the sin of Adam. The type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that we ate, and the way we died when we lost the heavenly body, it became the body of death which we have today, the flesh with blood. So yesterday we were able to look at the sin of wanting to become God, that called the sin of Adam, and not the sin of eating fruits of apple, neither the sin of having sex. No. Because in Genesis that chapter 3, verse 1, to enter verse 5, Satan
Adam, Eve and Adam,
told Eve and Adam that when they eat of it, they will be as God. And they know between good and evil. But it was not the intention of God. But God knew it that man, he will sin to attempt wanting to become God. But he will be enticed by Satan. Him who wanted to first become God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to know many things there. Because we saw Satan. One who first wanted to become God. Yes. All of the things we saw them. And where we ended. At Isaiah chapter 14. Verse 9 to
17.
When he said he will ascend and sit in the throne of God. And the Most High, he will be like the Most High. So the many things we read, you
too
can go get clips and understand them. One wasn't present, but on this day we want most to look at the types of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, those we ate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thereafter, we shall understand the way we died. Yes. We shall understand the way we died. As we lost the heavenly body. And we ended in this body of death. Where we requested to get born again and be restored the body which died.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But more. Mostly today, we want to look at the type of fruits of tree of knowledge of good and evil, those we ate. Because some we had them say, perhaps it was an apple, or perhaps it was sex. But God warned us. He said that the writer's pens, they wrote lies. Because they rejected the word of God, which can give them the proper wisdom. As you speak in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 up to 9, and he says like this, Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse
8.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verse
9.
The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Praise Jesus much. According to Jeremiah chapter 8,
in
verses 8 to 9.
The
scribes of different books in the midst of the world, those concerning on types of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
those
we ate as we wanted to become God. Yes. They wrote lies. And they say we ate an apple.
Yet
on the world we eat men we've not become. And they say perhaps it was sex. But we've eaten as the marriage, not yet become God. Maybe you two who still flee, eat it.
Wanji.
Are we together? Me, I think, still said I wanted to sell apples in the world and make it expensive. Maybe. And to cause people in the world become profane. And it tells them the fruit was sex. That people eat it much that they become God. Those in the laws and those not lawful. Because they rejected the word of God, which can make them wise, and they speak things of the wisdom of God, and they can explain to us the type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, those we wanted to eat on that we become gods. They would have been which type of fruits which could make man into God. If it were apples, we would have eaten them until we have become. And if it was sex,
I'm sure
all the old people would have been gods by now. For the many years they have spent doing those things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
shame has begun to come to the wise, the scribes, because they wrote lies all through, just as we are able to understand yesterday, that the sin was not of eating an apple, not even having sex, but the sin of wanting to become God. But they would have been what type of fruits? Of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, those we ate of, in our intention is wanting to become God. But as he explained in the Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9,
that
the scribes wrote many books lying in the world concerning the type of fruit of the tree, of knowledge of good and evil. Those we ate of with the intention of becoming God, we ended committing that sin. For it's impossible to become God.
We
will not give his glory to another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says that to be able to join, bring out the reason, have to join the word of God upon his word. And you understand, when he speaks of those fruits, there were type of fruits. For Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 27, he said he joined a word upon a word to be able to know the reason. Let's read Ecclesiastes, you see. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 27.
Laba, chino chena laba,
behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, adding one word to another to find out the reason. Yes. He joined the word upon a word to be able to find out the reason, that he might not write lies. Now the wise have been there for many years. The wise in the world, even the scribes, and they wrote many things which realize concerning the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden. And they reached on tree of knowledge of good and evil, is the fruits we ate, an intention want to become God.
And
right there they lied much. You can even deceive a young child and they realize it. But if you dare join the word of God upon the word, you get the reason. Him God calls you and he tells you, you see, it will need, if you want to get understanding and knowledge, it will need you to join 2-4 and above commands, 2-4 and above verses from the new and the old covenants, that you may understand. For still it is command by command.
Chiragiro kuchiragiro.
Command by command.
Orunyiriri kurunyiriri.
Line upon line.
Runyiriri kurunyiriri.
Line upon line.
Wano katono.
Here a little.
Wari katono.
And there a little.
Oriokofuna okutegera no kumanya.
And then you get understanding and knowledge.
Chichara.
That indeed.
Chika chabibara chibino.
What type of these pearls?
Ebyomuto go kumanya oburunji no
obubi. Tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Ebwange na maso no okuliyako.
Those we moved on to eat.
Nechigendo echo kuonona.
With an intention to sin.
Natwagala okufuka katono.
Wanting to become God.
Ekintu ekitasoboka.
Something impossible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga mu Isaiah esuli abimo munana.
Because in Isaiah chapter 28.
Akubuza.
He asks you. In verse 9 and 10, and he says like this, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk, and then taken from the breasts. Verse 10.
Kubanga chiba chiragiro kuchiragiro. Echiragiro kuchiragiro. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri. Wano katono au katono.
For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Yes. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9, he first asks, whom will he teach knowledge? Whom will he make to understand doctrine? Your things are preached, but people don't know them and they don't understand them. The only way to understand them, in verse 10 he has said, has be command by command. Command by command. That they have to join
2, 4
and above commands in the scriptures of God. And they have to join 2, 4 and above verses. That's why I said, line upon line. Line upon line. Those are 2, 4 and above verses. And he says, here a little and there a little. That get from the Old Testament. Also got in the New Testament. And you join. You bring understanding. That indeed, the type of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, according to light of the word of God, these fruits are these ones. The fruits, if you can see them,
and
indeed they can turn a person into God. And you do not just write to us that it was an apple, yet there are many in this world. Perhaps in those days they had not market and they wanted to make market for them. In the other way, Satan wanted to corrupt the world. Till he explained the fruit you ate,
it
was sex. You eat more that you become God. But how many have ever become? Ever since you became vulgar as you are out there, I mean in days before you got saved, you do still flee, went there as you got saved, I see you there. How many times have you become? For still we two following laws, we've not yet become. Did you become? Or of our fathers became. For there are those who married 30. They try to eat a number of fruits, as you say. I've ever heard of fruits, but I've never read sex to be a fruit. I heard of the fruits of the womb, not the fruits of the private parts. Ever had the fruits of a mouth? Yes. Of the praise that we give God. But the fruits, I've not had that myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ever had the fruits of our hands? Ever heard of the fruits come from the way we move? Ever since I read, I've never had at the fruit of the private part.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in all the years, the world has lived there. That is what they speak. Even some of our leaders who are blind, that is how they preach to us. In that called religion and beliefs of God, including some of the salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But him, God, he said that a time will come, is what will come command by command. They will be caught very well.
They
will be broken. All the wise who lied, that to understand what is preached in that time, it will be a terror. That's what we head on to now. To understand the type of the fruits we ate, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the sin of the intention wanting to become God, to get God from his throne.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Isaiah
chapter 28 verse
13,
he said this time he has sent the word like this to be able to catch every liar. Isaiah chapter 28 verse
13. Wano katono au katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategewe, bakwatiwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Yes. The word this time is sent it according to Isaiah 28 verse 14, and there are 2-4 and above commands, 2-4 and above verses from the New and the Old Testaments, that I may catch the liars, and to understand what is preached. As today began to understand them, the whole world, when they move on to understand, it's going to become a terror unto the liars. Unto you who lied and you didn't know, and you followed the stories of your forefathers, those who first wrote those fruits were an apple, others said it was sex.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because the way God sent the revival and restoration of all things of heavens and earth,
they
be known the way they were, the way they're supposed to be, and the way they will be forever and ever. That revival already moved in Uganda. Even the book of remembrance is with us here in full knowledge. That he promised before in Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 up to 18, that
you
write us the book of remembrance
to
remind things how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be forever and ever. Now there, understand what is preached as they were, as they are supposed to be, as they will be forever and ever. It becomes a terror unto the liars. Those who lied as in you, including Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, known as the aliens, including the mankind, those lied as in you, and those who didn't know.
For
ignorance never makes you innocent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But he commands all people repent. For there are still those seasons. That's why in verse 19 he says, Isaiah chapter 28 verse 19, from the time that it goes forth it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a terror just to understand the report. Yes. The word is going to keep pass through day and night. Every time it passes through, it catch them. To understand what is preached, it becomes a terror. We have recorded every message. When the television and radio come and all the other media, it will be there. All the teachings of full knowledge, which holds the book of remembrance, every teaching in there has things it rebukes and reproves. It brings understanding to the people. Even the daft people, they reach into understanding. Even all those who erred in spirit, all of them, they understand. Though I falsely had understood this. When
you
speak Isaiah 29 verse 24, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 24, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. There are people who erred in spirit. As the religions. As the different beliefs. Even some of the brethren is the salvation. And they erred.
They
are in another spirit, explain other things. But the spirit of truth, when it comes,
it poured
on us in Proverbs 1 verse 23. That accept my liberal, I pour my spirit on you. I draw you to understand my word. When it comes, as today, even all who erred in spirit, they get understanding. Those who mumble and they say, but if it's an apple, why have we ever become God? If it is sex, turn it again and again, but we've never become. Exactly was it, and they murmured them to get understanding. Because the book of remembrance is written when there are people who murmur. Yes. God writes it and he puts it in a man, and then we ate the book in the vision. And we come speak like people programmed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you read Malachi 3 verse
14 to 16,
the book of remembrance is written when there are people who murmur. Those who err in spirit, they don't even know. But those who murmur in the world, they are ones God focuses on much. And they say, but no. Of God, it would not have been like that. No. The pastor would not have done like that. But what's the truth, Lord?
And
God writes the truth and reminds the world. Write Malachi, you will read it. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 14 up to 18. The book of remembrance is written when there are people who murmur. In the truth, many things they are murmured upon concerning the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden. When it reached the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, in the midst of paradise of God, the type of fruits, those which were eaten, and the sin of intention want to become God, and them to have not been understood. For when we read in Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17, he speaks like this. Genesis chapter 2 verse 16.
Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu n'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omulusuku olyangako nga bono yagalanga.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
Onyole 17.
Verse 17.
Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Yes. Have you heard what he told him? But fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't they touch it? Don't eat of its fruits. For the day you will eat of it, you shall surely die. For right in the midst, in eating what brings death there is sin. It's called the sin of Adam in all past generations. But it's the sin of wanting to become God, which began within Satan, and he entered it into man, as we were able to read yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the wage of sin, it is death. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. The wage of sin is death. Now to refuse them, as you hear Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 to 17, mostly verse
17,
but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day you shall eat, you shall surely die. Right there,
the
sin we saw, and you could not die before sin has happened. But
we
want to see what type of fruits those move on to admire, desire, and they bring cause to become God.
For
after Satan dislikes man, through Eve
say,
the Holy Spirit explained, she saw the tree, its fruits are desirable. They bring that issue of becoming God. Yes. And they are desirable. Yes. And she see. Yes. Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse
4.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 4.
Omusota ne kugamba omukazi nti, okufate mulifa.
And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Yes. The serpent said, no. You eat what thing I know you fear. You fear dying. But now you will not die. You eat, become as God. But death had to happen. At the end of it all, we have to see how we died. Those on the world, they see they are living, there was no death. They think perhaps the death, as we unclothed the body, it's what came. No. Brethren, we died. We lost the heavenly body as the spirit. We give this body of death we have. And we have to unclothe it. Just
was
guarantee. Perhaps we as the spirits can repent. And we believe Jesus the Savior. And he saves us.
We
get born again. Given the heavenly body. When we unclothe this one. And we are not naked. And we have the heavenly body.
Hallelujah.
But the serpent, as we understood, he thinks are of lies. All the things to lie to man, he twists to become as God. He was just using him. Satan is one who wanted to become God. But because man too had that seed in him, God put a test for him before, if he passed it, that seed would have died. And he never eat of tree of knowledge of good and evil. And intention want to become God. He would have passed that test. And the sin would have ceased to be in him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan, after he explained that, Genesis 3 verse 4, you will not die. In verse 5,
so
where he told him his issue, what he was up to. Let's read we here. Genesis chapter 3 verse 5.
Katonda kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muliguliako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Yes. He told them, now you see. God knows it. The day you will eat of it, your eyes will open. You
will
know good from evil, and you will be as God. And you discern between good and evil. Have you understood it? Ever read that word on the other time? As we began study concerning tree of knowledge of good and evil, how will our eyes open? You want to say we are not seeing by that time? How did we see other trees and we went to eat of them? It wasn't opening our eyes. There was a death. We are going to be transfigured. Move into the body of death as a spirit. The Bible says in the twinkle, and I, after they did it, they saw they were naked. Something they had never seen. They had a body they had before, and it has its clothing, just as the angelic body is.
And
they don't wash and look for clothing. Now this time the body we keep
it
had no clothing, just as we come with it in the wombs of our mothers. And they saw themselves in need of clothing. You're going to know much. But mostly, the type of these fruits of tree of knowledge of good and evil, and when you've eaten them, they bring you to become God. These fruits, how they appear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In verse 6,
he
begins to see, and he sees like this. After believing, the sin of wanting to become God, she began to see things like this. But what she was seeing, according to scripture, it's explained she was seeing something wrong. For she had already gotten corrupted in mind. Listen. Genesis chapter 3 verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Yes. Have you heard what happened? She saw it's desirable to be eaten. It's just like other trees. Yet this one is different. For as we told you, there are four types of trees.
There are
those trees pleasant for food. There are trees pleasant for sight. Now she joined all of them.
Which
she saw even the other is the same. And it's the same. She entered into being familiar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
After believing in the sin, Satan put in her to become God.
The tree
of knowledge of good and evil, which is special. From the trees pleasant for sight. And the pleasant trees for food. She saw that it's the same. But what she saw seeming different, that it makes one wise. Yes. Yes.
There's
something special about it. What upon it makes someone wise. But you know wisdom. Wisdom is there to interpret. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. In verse 1. Wisdom is for interpreting. But if it's not that which comes from God, which is found in the world, it's to exalt and lift yourself. Still he moved by that what she saw was wrong. Yes. Ecclesiastes chapter
8
says, the wisdom of God in the word is for interpreting. That you understand things very well. And cannot cause you to lift you up yourself. It's in the fruits of righteousness, gentleness. When
you
read in the James chapter 3, verse 13 and below, but they say wisdom which is not from above of the world is of Satan. It's natural. Filled of all stubbornness, lifting yourself with pride. But all the things she saw here, they were wrong. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, this is Apostle Paul. In chapter 12, he went in the third heaven. In chapter 11, he explains that indeed, this person saw things in another way. Fruits she took them for others. The tree she takes on, she's not understood the fruits. The type of fruit she's not understood. She's just seen. They are just like the rest. Yet she's becoming familiar. Have you understood? Do you hear?
But
when you read first, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
2
Corinthians chapter
11.
You're going to see for Apostle Paul as he wrote concerning Eve. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it shows he had gotten them from the third heaven.
Rich,
he saw that this person was corrupted in the way she saw things. Let us read here.
2
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
Singa mungumikiriza mbusirusiru wa butono. era naye mungumikirize.
I wish that you could bear with me a little in my fury, and indeed bear with me. Verse 2.
Kubanga mbakwatirwa obujja bwa Katonda, kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe, ndyoke mbalete eri Kristo, ngaba wala balongofu.
For I am jealousy over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3.
Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukusa bwagwo, mpozi ebirowoozo byamwe okwononebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bugolokofu ebiri mu Kristo.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his cunning, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Have you heard very well? Eve was conned. She got corrupted in the way she saw things. And she saw Jesus. She sees him in another way. For the tree of knowledge too, we studied and read it. We got to know it. It's the tree of light. The tree of light of knowledge. Which passed through the word of God. One who clothed flesh. It appeared to us, we saw him as the sun. She saw things in another way. You know, I want most when you connect. Genesis chapter 2, in the verse 6. After Eve had been conned and lied to, been corrupted in the way she sees things. She saw the tree of knowledge. Is it different now?
The fruit,
they are the same with the others. They are good for food to eat. And they are pleasant for sight. Maybe the special thing on it. It brings wisdom. If you connect Genesis chapter 2 verse
6
and 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 to 3, the serpent corrupted him in the way she sees things. And she saw things in the world. Things are different. She saw them in another way. And she came pick of fruit she never understood. How did she pick them? Why was she the first to eat? Let's first repeat 2 Corinthians chapter 11. This verse 3.
Abakorinse ekyokubiri, esula ya 10 n'emu olunyo lw'okusatu.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukusa bwagwo, mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwononebwanga mu kulaba wamune mu bugolokofu ebiri mu Kristo Yesu.
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his cunning, so your thoughts should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yes.
What
the serpent deceived Eve in the cunning nature. She began to say things different. And this is just this tree like others. It's pleasant for food. And even for sight. It makes one wise, it ends there. Yet, the fruit she picks of is wanting to become God. She got corrupted in mind. When the sin of wanting to become God entered her, all the familiarization and despise, and they say she picked of the fruit to eat. Now the wise of the world, and they get foolish at that point. And they say that right that time she had sex with the serpent. They say she picked and ate. Have they said that and the serpent gave her? That she asked from the serpent? that give me do not deprive each other. She picked without asking. Have you understood well? And she ate. And if they had sex, perhaps,
Adam,
with Adam, they wouldn't have
said,
and she ate and after gave. Then you brought back LGBTQ+. Have you understood? You brought back that. Those LGBTQs, recipients, gay and that line of profane. And she first did it to herself. And you wonder how she would have done it. Maybe she mastered that as they say. I don't want to speak it just as they speak it. Have you seen the foolish scribes? Now if she picked and ate, after eating, understood how they are and she gave. Now if it was sex, she first did it to herself. Have you seen there? Those fools, they taught us bad manners and behaviors. Now as if they say that Eve first began to tickle herself. When she was heated much, so things failed. She went to Adam. If you do those foolish things, still you cannot satisfy yourself. Now stop them immediately. You can tell us how you last we get you a suitable helper, a spouse. But it's not what happened. You person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, if you'll understand the tree, you first understand its fruits. Understood what's the tree of knowledge. As we first understood last time, she would have understood its fruits. For it is so hard to understand the tree when you don't know its fruits. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, it has fruits. Those
you
have to realize which kind of tree is this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 6, verse 44, he says this. Luke chapter 6, verse 44.
Kubanga buli muti gutegerebulwa kubibala byagwo. Kubanga tebanoga tini kubusana. So tebanoga zabibu kumwera manyo.
For every tree is known by its own fruit. For from thorns men do not gather figs. Nor of the bramble bush gather they grapes. Yes.
Musumba otegedde.
Yes.
Okiraba gwe.
You see that? Every tree is known by its fruits. Now look to the trouble he faced. She didn't understand what type of fruits. After she got corrupted, she saw they are the same with the other trees she has been eaten of. In the rest she saw,
in
the difference she saw in it, makes one wise. It brings wisdom. Just as Satan had explained. But still what she saw, she saw different things. Understood that she wouldn't have just picked. Have you heard when they look? I want us to repeat this. After you know the fruits, then you get to know the tree. But before you quickly understood it, for one who preached it knew its fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the fruits of tree of knowledge of good and evil.
How to first know those fruits. After knowing those fruits, then you can know the tree very well. Luke chapter 6 verse 44.
Kubanga buli muti gutegererwa kubibala byagwo, kubanga tebanoga tini kubusana, so tebanoga zabibu kumwera manyo.
For every tree is known by its own fruit, for from thorns men do not gather figs, nor of the bramble bush gather they grapes. Yes. Every tree is known by its own fruits. The tree of the thorns, they get off the figs. They don't get figs there. You have to first understand this. Another tree with these fruits, but you see, as if it's the same with the others. Those pleasant for sight, pleasant for food, and you come just speak from it. If they were the same, when she ate of the others, why did she not become gods? If they were the same in the fruits, are we together? There's one who says, but me, my fruits, according to what they
did,
you know, God, the Word, the Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, we knew him last time. And it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of light. The light of knowledge which discerns between good and evil. But he says
his
fruits are not equal to silver, not even gold. His fruits cannot be equated to those. What type of fruits are these? These ones you see that are pleasant for sight, just as the others, and to eat. What was she seeing? She was seeing all wrong. Satan blinded her eyes, didn't see well things concern it. Yet the fruits were different. Let's read here in Proverbs chapter
8.
Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 18.
Obugaga n'ekitiibwa biri nange. Weewaawo obugaga obwenkalakkalira n'obutuukirivu.
Riches and honor are with me. Yea. Durable riches and righteousness. Verse 19. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Yes. Have you heard very well? There's one explaining saying, this one is the Word of God. God is the Word. One we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. The tree of light of knowledge of good and evil. He says his fruits, they are better than gold. Proverbs 8 verse 18.
He says,
riches and honor, they are with me. Durable riches and righteousness. You know that they were on riches, riches which are forever and ever. Yes, it's what they were on. We want the riches, heavens and earth, the glory of Christ. We take it unto ourselves. We want the glory.
twagale obutuukirivu.
Righteousness. Omanyi
obutuukirivu kibala.
You know, righteousness is the fruit.
Kya ku muti ogwo.
It's of that tree.
Kugamba.
Now to say.
Ebibala babira babulala. They saw books
she saw in another way. You two knew them in another way.
Tuvula mu 19.
That's why in verse 19. Proverbs 8 verse 19.
Agambi ebibala abye.
He said his fruit is better than gold.
You know,
gold is a precious stone, but it ends there.
Now,
one of fruits of our
Lord
has riches durable than gold. The everlasting glory, he shares it with no one else. Have you understood me well? The everlasting riches in righteousness. He says his fruits, they're better than gold. Than fine gold. Even the choice silver. Imagine the fruits. It's better than gold. What type of fruit is this? That's why when we read fruits, because you know fruits of trees of the world. Began to imagine you brought in the apple. After God corrupted, brought in sex. You know one thing. This one speaking in Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 18 to 20. Is the one speaking in Proverbs 8 verse 22. And it tells us he was together with God. That we know well that he is the word of God. He once owns the other fruits. We've now begun. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 22.
Mukama yali nange kubo lye lyasokera okusoka emirimu gyejedda.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse 23.
Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensinga tennabaawo.
I was set up from the everlasting, from the beginning, before what the earth was. Yes. Have you heard very well? Proverbs 8 verse 18 and 19. He already said his fruits. They are better than gold. The fine gold. The choice silver. And these are durable riches. Durable glory. Righteousness. Those fruits.
But in
Proverbs 8:22-23,
he
said, me telling you that the Lord was with me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Where? Verse 23, he said, I was set up from the everlasting, the way of the Lord began, right from the beginning, before the earth was. He was with him.
But
when this one was with him, is they tell him to us in John chapter 1 verse 14. Read very well as we hear. Let's first read John 1 verse 1. John chapter
1
verse
1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yes. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. I want to connect like this. Proverbs 8 verse 18 and 19. Told us his fruits. They are better than fine gold. The fine gold. The choice silver. The durable riches. Glory. In righteousness. We
are we together? Proverbs 8:22-23. The Lord possessed him in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, where the way of the Lord began, before his works of old.
In
verse 23
he
said, right from the everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Now John 1 verse 1, it's what is explained that this one is the word of God. God the word. He said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. John 1 verse 14, we saw him clothed flesh, we saw him among the humans. John chapter 1 verse 14, let's read it. John chapter 1 verse 14,
Chigambo na yambalo mubiri na avera koje tuli na tulabe chitiwa che chitiwa ngecho ya zali ye kachitafe ngajude chisana mazima.
And the word clothed flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes. The word clothed the flesh. We came saw him on this world. We saw him as the Son, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Have a reason why I wanted you to understand why he clothed flesh. After clothing it, he told us, indeed, the Father is one who planted him. And he planted him and is a tree. The type which is not of the usual tree. He said he is the true vine. Do you know all the trees from the world are fake, which come from him? But the true vine, how does it look like? To differentiate it from all the rest. Because John 15 verse 1, he says like this. John chapter 15 verse
1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Yes. He is the true vine. His Father is the gardener. Have you moved to understand? I want to join from where I began to see the fruits. That I join well. That you get to understand.
Then
say Luke 6 verse 44. A tree is known by its fruits. Its fruits. Before you know its fruits of the tree, it's hard to know that tree. Came in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18 and 19. And it tells us the type of this tree has fruits better than gold, the fine gold, and the choice silver. In those fruits, there are durable riches, the glory, and righteousness. Usually here we bear fruit of righteousness. But in Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 22, and he said, no, the Lord was with me where his way began from. He planted him there. That's John 15 verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Before his works of old, before he put any other plant, I was the first. I am the first true vine.
Now the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We told you last time that our Lord Jesus Christ. But why was he seen in another way? When he moved, say in Proverbs 8, verse 23, he said, I was set up from the everlasting.
Yes.
He was planted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right from the beginning, before the earth was. But
they
explained him to us when we went to John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, for he is the one who set him there as the true vine.
In
this Word, he too is God. In John 1 verse 14, he said the Word clothed the flesh. When he came here, we didn't know him much. Have you seen there? We saw in the glory as of one begotten of the Father. As we read John 15 verse 1, explain, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. And we do not remember the fruits. But remember, Proverbs 8, 35, 36, said, those who hate me, they love death. What type of tree they touch that they die? All who hate him, they love death. And there we heard, when you touch it, you will surely die. The wisdom of God is flowing. Understanding. Inspiration. The power in the Word. The light of knowledge. Yes.
You
ready to finish then? Let's go home. All who hate him, they love death. Now we are in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
35.
For whosoever findeth me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Yes. You see, Proverbs 8:35. John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever sees him sees life.
It's
the other tree of life.
Amen.
Yet, in John 14, verse 6, verse 7, it says, show us the Father. He said, all long I've been with you, don't see? Whoever seen me has seen the Father, gains favor. No one can go to the Father except this you read here, all in John 14, and explaining it. There
is
John 14, 6 to 9. Now, when does he speak, the same tree of life and is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? In verse 36, that they refuse, if you touch, you will die. Let's read 36, then we finish. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36.
Na yoya nyonona asobyo bulamu bweye.
But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Others were to die.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've
understood much.
Wow.
All who hate him, you know, it involved hatred.
And if his uncle, I no more Mukama. Love him, he's no more Lord. We too want to be Lord. And she explained to Adam. He said, yes, we too have to become. Hatred increased. Because look, let us repeat. Proverbs 8 verse 36. Proverbs chapter
8
verse
36.
But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Yes. Have you heard very well? Hatred was so much. Remember as we read in Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, he told them, if they will touch it, you will surely die. All who hate him, they love death. He said, now these are olden things, but because of the heavenly journey, the heavenly biblical journey, to see all from planet Earth through all the heavens, and they are explained as the Bible wrote about them, the Holy Spirit gathered, write them in the scriptures. When you connect Proverbs 8 verse 36 and Genesis 2 verse 17, he says like
this.
Genesis chapter 2 verse
17.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Yes. This is the day you will touch it. You will surely die. Don't you think you've understood it? It even involved hatred. What pains most, we were harming our own lives. That's why he told us, leave it. For Satan had explained to us, when we just steal of it, it will be sweet. He said in Proverbs 9, that he said that water you've stolen is sweet. We don't wait to be given tree, fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Let's steal with intention to become God. Proverbs chapter 9, verse
17.
Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Still eat of it. We become God secretly, and God is not aware. I didn't want us to study much which can take us time. But you think, why were these not able to be revealed early that this is our Lord Jesus? Why did they not understand that the word of God, God the word, God the Son, Jesus Christ, indeed, he is the tree of life, and he is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. How was he appearing? Do you know that he appeared as the lampstand? Do you know when you look to the lampstand, When you look at it, you did see a tree, a form of a tree. Yes. But he's one behind all. Do you know why? Why appears in the form of the lampstand and appears as a tree? Are we together? I don't want to pursue elsewhere. I want to summarize. Immediately you reach in understanding. For I saw the Lamb of God having seven eyes. Having seven horns in the seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God.
No,
those who saw they were seen horns like. When there are seven spirits, you see him as the lampstand. And you see a tree you cannot understand. He hid himself behind it and he was inside. It's what you saw in the midst of the paradise. And when you reach there, when you
far,
you see a tree shine in the middle there. It vanished a little and then you see him there.
Amen.
Yes. Someone is saying now, for you can't speak them in your wisdom, get the wisdom in the words. Because Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, he says this. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Ngalina mayembe musanvu na maso musanvu jemeyo musanvu ejja katonde jitumibwa mu nsizonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. He saw the Lamb of God having horns, not horns of the goat or the cow, but he said with seven eyes, and explains those are the seven spirits of God sent in the all earth. When you reach the paradise, you first see him as a mystery, as a lampstand, as a big tree, which is like the lampstand. You first get closer to him. All the time they spend in the garden, they could not see that it's him. They saw the lampstand.
This
is the type of tree in the spiritual world. The true vine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
when you read Revelation 5 verse 6, that when you see the Lamb of God, seven horns on him, they are not like of the cows. They say they are the seven eyes of God and the seven spirits of God sent in the all earth. It shows you appearance of the lampstands upon which you see as horns on it. But when you look to it, you indeed see. Now it's like a tree. Must this see the lampstand? Perhaps it's a tree. But remember those seven spirits. He shows you in Revelation 4 verse 5. And they burn like the lampstand. Let us read we here. Revelation chapter
4
verse
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. which are the seven spirits of God. Before you reach on the throne to see him, you first see the seven spirits, the seven lamps of fire, and they burn before his throne. They are the seven spirits of God sent in the whole earth. Before you see him, the fashion him to you as the vine, the true vine, in the form of the lampstand. Remember, upon it comes much light, and it's covered him as a garment. Before the throne, before you see him, you reach on the lampstand. It disappears slowly. See, those who see the third heavens, you can see that. You first see the lampstand show seven spirits. Seven lamps of fire burn before the throne of God the Word. And they are the seven spirits. From that throne cometh light, and it hides him, he covers himself with it as a garment. Now when you come, you think you're going to touch him. As you reach, the entire light gets into him. Is the light, he is the spirit. For our Lord is the spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are those who have been saved. The sign of the Holy Spirit, fullness of Holy Spirit. How does it connect to be the sign of Christ? No. Our Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You may get confused by that small thing that display the lampstand on the screen. Show me the base of the lampstand. I want to first see mostly the
base.
Do you see the first base of the lampstand? God the Father. That is John chapter 4, verse 24. God is the Spirit. God the Father too is Spirit. Out of him came the Word, the second base. And the Holy Spirit came from the midst of them. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. All of them, they are spirits. All can be the spirit of wisdom. For these three agree in one. Now the other was set up. The Lord was with him in the beginning of his way. The lampstand was made called the key and compass, show everything on God. That beneath the big bottom, it shows the Father. The second base show how the Word began with the Father and the Spirit came from them. That's how it was made, and it completes, finish everything. That's why when we had gone back in Revelation 5 verse 6, we've seen the Lamb of God having seven horns and seven eyes, and they say they are the seven spirits sent in the whole earth.
Revelation 4 verse 5.
And he said,
before the throne of God,
and
there are seven lamps of fire. And he said, they are the seven spirits of God. That when you reach in the third heaven, you first see the lamp stand up here as a tree. It's so big, tall, out of which comes much light. And it covers the entire throne. That's why you see, John in Revelation, he said, Revelation chapter 1, that he saw behind these lampstands, and there is the Lamb of God. And when you reach there, every direction you see it, all the sides. And he's in the middle. And the mystery is hidden in him behind. Let's read in Revelation. Revelation
1:12.
Revelation chapter 1 from verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Verse
13.
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the breast with a golden belt. Yes. As he saw behind the lampstands, the Son of God, God the Word, God the Son, Jesus Christ. And he wondered, always in the paradise. In the paradise of God, in the third heaven, in the garden of God, the garden of Eden, this tree of life, and it's the one of knowledge of good and evil, God the Word, God the Son, Jesus Christ. He was hidden behind a mystery and called the true vine.
It
appears in the form of the lampstand. That's why in Revelation, when he saw the lampstand, we've begun that with you. In Revelation 5 verse 6, he saw the Lamb of God with seven horns and seven eyes, seven spirits of God sent in the whole earth. And they say in Revelation chapter 4 verse 5,
that
before the throne of God, there were seven lamps of fire. They are the seven spirits of God. Understood, even our Lord Jesus is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. As 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Now when we reach Revelation chapter 1 verse 12 and 13, when he turned to see, he saw seven lamps of fire, one behind them, and it's like the Son of God himself on his throne.
This
touched the tree, they didn't know what they touched. Prophet Moses in eras before,
They showed him concerning the seven lampstands. When you see the way he made this lampstand, and you did see a real tree. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 37. Exodus chapter 25, verse 37.
Era olikola ebyetabaaza byakyo omusanvu era mubakole banaakolezanga ebyetabaaza byakyo okwakira mu maaso gaakyo.
And you shall make its seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. If you saw Revelation 4 verse 5, and before the throne of God, there are seven lamps of fire, and there are seven spirits of God. You can connect Exodus 25 verse 37, and you see he lighted seven lamps on the lampstand. But when he did that, they put attached flowers on it. And you see a real tree. Now it's been a tree hidden all the time, and it's hard to first know it before you know its fruits. Prophet Moses, when he was told to do things as he saw in heaven, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 31 and 32, he makes the lampstand like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse
31. Entobo zaacho, entobo yacho, nomukonda gwacho, ebikompe byacho, n'emitwe gyacho, n'ebimuli byacho, bilibeera bya zaabu emu nacho.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made, its shafts and its branches, its balls and knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. Yes. He said you will make the lampstand. Make it base.
There
have to be two, not one. When you make it out of it cometh. Put there its branches. The knobs. Put on its flowers. You see, and it's making a tree. But this is another tree. The true vine. All the time he hides himself from humans that we seek him. For he loves those who love him.
And
those who diligently seek him, they see him.
Amen.
And they tell him, he makes the base, the two base off from it, and the lantern rises up with his flowers.
It's
the one called Spirit of the Lord on the seven spirits. That middle branch. The middle branch.
It's
called the Spirit of the Lord.
He finished
2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. That our Lord is the Spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That where the Spirit crowds from the first base, our Lord is right there.
Amen.
Those scriptures, they can come back and you see them physical. And they make branches. And you see a tree, for it has branches.
Always,
when they ask Jesus to be the true vine, how does it look like? How would you have explained it? You would have told them the vine. But There are things you had to give up on this world.
Did
that Spirit of God be poured on you? Understand the words of God.
Amen.
If they told you, explain us that vine how it looks like with its branches. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 32, and the branches are made. You know, branches are on trees. Are they on cows? On birds?
Aha.
Okuva esula ya 25 olunyo lwa 32.
Exodus chapter 25 verse 32.
Na amatabi mukaga galiva mu mbirizi zacho. Amatabi asatu agechikondo mu lubirizi lwacho olumu. Na amatabi asatu agechikondo mu lubirizi lwacho olwokubiri.
And 6 branches shall come out of the sides of it. 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Yes. And he say, when the lamp has shoot up, or the tree has brought out the middle branch, what we call Spirit of the Lord. And our Lord is the Spirit. And where his Spirit is, there he is. Branches are brought out, 6 branches. Branches come from trees. Them to have flowers on them. Even leaves. That one always they tell you is the true vine.
If they
tell you, explain to us John 15 verse 1, how does it look like? How does Jesus appear to be the true vine? And how do we come to be branches on that vine? Remember, we too are spirits. And the way we are gotten from him, we shall know that ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The 6 branches. We understood in the middle is the Spirit of the Lord. The 3 first branches on the right hand, we have there the Spirit of wisdom. We have the Spirit of what? The Spirit of wisdom. But remember, Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God. Let's first go. First branch on the right hand of the lampstand, as you see that image, is the Spirit of wisdom. Second branch on the right hand of the lampstand is the Spirit of understanding. The third branch on the right hand of the lampstand is the Spirit of counsel. All these Jesus is one who manifests through them. The Spirit of wisdom. As in Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 1 and 2. You see him coming and the Spirit of wisdom be on him, understanding, counsel. I've not yet gone there, I've just spoken of it. We still go on the left hand of the lampstand. On the left hand of the lampstand, the first branch beneath, it shows the Spirit of might. The first branch beneath, it shows the Spirit of might. The second branch, it showed the spirit of knowledge. The second branch, it showed the spirit of knowledge. The third branch, it shows the spirit of fear of the Lord. It shows spirit of fear of the Lord. And here they show him to us, our Lord Jesus. For that is Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Out of the branch of Jesse will arise his thumb. And the spirit of the Lord will be on him. Wisdom, understanding, counsel. I told you, the third heavens have many secrets in it. Always, you've never finished that Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter
11,
verse
1.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. They showed you Jesus Christ, a vine, come from the stem of Jesse. And they begin to tell you what will be upon him, as him the true vine, in the form of the lampstand. And they tell you, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye, omoyo wa magezi.
And the spirit of the Lord shall be upon him. That's the middle stem we've seen. Of the lampstand, the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of wisdom. We see the spirit of wisdom, the first branch. On the right hand of the lampstand. And understanding. We see spirit of understanding as the second branch on the right hand of the lampstand. The spirit of counsel. And we see the spirit of counsel as the third branch on the right hand of the lampstand. And might. We see the spirit of might as the first branch beneath of the lampstand. The spirit of knowledge. We see the spirit of knowledge as the second branch on the left hand of the lampstand, and of the fear of the Lord. And we see spirit of fear of the Lord as the last branch on the left hand of the lampstand. Have you seen there? But if you dare find wisdom, you have found Jesus. And him, he is the tree of life. On his right hand, there is long life, riches and honor. They come. Have you understood me? Let's go to Proverbs and we get to know this well. Proverbs 3 verse 13. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 13.
Aweredwa omukisa omuntu alaba amagezi, n'oyo afuna okutegeera.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that gets understanding. Yes. Happily is the man that findeth wisdom. But remember, our Lord Jesus can appear as wisdom. I've spoken much. You write that Colossians 1:24. Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God. Can appear as the spirit of wisdom on the right hand of the lampstand. But when you see him, you are blessed. For you have seen life. That's why you're on this part of the right hand of the lampstand. He appears as the tree of life. Yes. Here where the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel appears as the tree of life. The tree of life. My journey and your journey.
Amen.
How, what would you have done to understand this? The journey would have been very hard for you. But we thank the Father who has loved us in these last days. As
we've
read in the Proverbs 3:13, happily is the man that findeth wisdom, and the one who gets understanding. That's on the right hand of the lampstand. For we've understood when we connected.
This
1 Corinthians 1:24. Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God.
But
in the same way, he is understanding. Now, always you think, perhaps there are trees there. This time it appears as a tree, three branches, even the side three. On the side where the spirit of wisdom and understanding and of counsel, he appears the tree of life. For wisdom preserves the life of one who possesses it. And understanding, counsel adds on long life, spirit of time and seasons. You would have fought to understand that. You know, Proverbs 3:13. Happily is one who findeth wisdom. And one who gets understanding. When we have known it's Christ, you've seen him appear in the lampstand on his right hand. And called the tree of life on that side. Let's read verse 16. Proverbs 3:16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. When you see him in the form of the lampstand, on his right hand, as the tree of life, there is length of days. Right, there's wisdom, preserve life, spirit of understanding, and spirit of counsel. Times and seasons adds on more life, lest they eat and live, and they live forever. Then this left side, the fruits on this side, on the left hand, riches and honor. Riches, the spirit of might, honor, the spirit of knowledge, the treasure of knowledge. Spirit of fear of the Lord. We're all in honor and glory.
It would have been a long journey. Those are what we saw there as his fruits. Long life is in the right hand, where the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding,
and
counsel of times and seasons, he adds more time. Fruits there are of righteousness. Righteousness,
gentleness,
joy,
patience.
I've not gone far. We've passed in the summary. Let's read verse 17. You see those fruits. Proverbs chapter 3 verse
17.
How ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. You know the plant of the pleasant trees there? It's peace. The fruits, spiritual fruits, all these are in them. In Galatians chapter 5, verse
22,
would have read those fruits one by one and you see them. But because of time, we cannot. Verse
18.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse
18.
She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. Yes. A tree of life always is him. Always the problem which has been. In the midst of the paradise, he planted the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil. This tree appears in the form of lampstands. It separates one side where the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and counsel outcome the spirit of, tree of life
for
adding on more life. And it comes on the left side of the lampstand with the spirit of knowledge. That treasure of knowledge. That's why I say that long life is on the right hand. Riches and honor on the left.
Where the
spirit of might, fear of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge, commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness. In that treasure, he sent them to us in this vessel of clay. I would have told you much, brethren. But since you've understood some of the fruits of that tree, you move to understand that tree.
Its
fruits are better than choice gold. They are better than gold and fine gold and silver, riches and honor, durable riches on this right hand, where the left, where the spirit of might, where the spirit of knowledge, where they said, do not eat.
We wanted
to know all the treasures, give it to ourselves of the entire heavens. The spirit of fear of the Lord. And we are the ones who are feared. Those who are honored. Righteousness, those are the fruits. Would have been hard to all mankind. For I'm sure the topic we've studied today, it needs to be studied for an entire month. With great carefulness. But
because God has given us the spirit, power, the spirit on us to quickly understand his words. Being able to join it up in like 1.5 hours. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. We're waiting for you on the next Saturday. After knowing the sin, wanting to become God, that called sin of Adam, and to know type of fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil, that we ate, which caused us to die. That we put in hatred of the true vine, our Lord Jesus, God of the world, wanted to sit in his throne, caused us to die. We given this body of death, and we lost the heavenly body. So the other time come, are going to know the way we died, and we lost the heavenly body. We are given this body of death, and meet every person who came from Adam to get born again after believing Jesus is Lord, that we had attacked the garden and we denied him, connected Satan, that we believe him is Lord, that he saves us, we confess salvation, we get baptized, born again, we be restored the heavenly body, and be lifted on the other day and go back in the kingdom of heaven. We be saved from hell and the second death, the lake of fire. Thank you for coming. May God bless you.